obviously aware that, as you noted, Oromo Federal Congress Chairman Dr. Merira Gudina has been detained by the Ethiopian government. We're concerned about this report. We strongly encourage the government to make public any charges it has brought against Dr. Merira. If true, this arrest is yet another example of increasing restrictions on independent voices in Ethiopia, and frankly further reinforces our view that Ethiopia's declared state of emergency is perhaps being used to silence dissent and deny the constitutionally protected rights of Ethiopia's citizens. And that's contrary, I would say, to the promises of political reform made by the Ethiopian government when the state of emergency was announced. So we're watching it very closely.